Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Canadian Natural Resources Limited, ticker CNQ, one of the heavyweights in the oil and gas sector. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance and long-term potential. Let's get started. First, let's set the stage. Canadian Natural Resources is a major player in the energy space, and I'm excited to unpack what's been going on with this company. Based out of Calgary, Canada, they've built a reputation as a leading producer of crude oil, natural gas, and natural gas liquids. With operations spanning North America and beyond, they've got a massive footprint in the industry. We'll be looking at their latest earnings, balance sheet health, valuation, and a lot more to see if this stock is a buy, hold, or sell right now. So let's jump right into who they are and what they do. For those who might not be familiar, Canadian Natural Resources Limited, or CNQ, has been around since 1973 and is headquartered in Calgary, Alberta. They're involved in the full spectrum of energy production, acquiring, exploring, developing, and marketing crude oil, natural gas, and NGLs. Their operations are primarily focused in Western Canada, but they also have assets in the North Sea and offshore Africa. With over 10,000 employees, this isn't a small operation. They're a giant in the oil and gas exploration and production space. What stands out is their diversified portfolio and long-term focus on sustainable growth, which we'll dig into as we analyze their numbers. Now let's talk revenue. For the fiscal year 2024, Canadian Natural reported total revenue of about $35.66 billion, with a significant chunk, around $27.44 billion, coming from their oil and gas segment. That's a massive portion of their business tied to core energy production, which makes sense given their focus on crude oil and natural gas. Over the past few years, their revenue has seen some impressive growth, jumping from $32.85 billion in 2021 to a peak of $49.533 billion in 2022 before moderating in 2024. This fluctuation ties closely to oil price volatility, but it shows their ability to capitalize on favorable market conditions. Breaking it down geographically, their operations are heavily concentrated in Canada, which contributes the lion's share of their income. This reliance on one region can be a double-edged sword, but we'll get to that later. For now, it's clear they've got a strong revenue base to work from. Moving on to earnings, Canadian Natural has been putting up some solid numbers. In their latest full-year results for 2025, they reported a net income of over $10.8 billion, translating to an EPS of $5.17. That's a big step up from 2024's net income of $6.1 billion and it's of 2.87. Looking back, they've had a strong track record of profitability, with net income hitting $10.9 billion in 2022 during peak oil prices. What's impressive here is their ability to grow earnings even as revenue fluctuates, proof of operational efficiency and cost management. Recent reports also highlighted record production levels in 2025, which management has tied to lower operating costs and better-than-expected capital expenditures. These are key takeaways, showing that CNQ isn't just riding commodity price waves, they're actively improving their business. Let's dive a bit deeper into what management had to say during their recent earnings call for Q4 2024. They emphasized strong financial results, pointing to robust cash flows and a disciplined approach to capital allocation. A key highlight was their focus on operational performance, with record production levels achieved while keeping costs in check. Management also discussed their free cash flow framework, which is tied to specific net debt targets, ensuring they balance growth with shareholder returns. They're confident about their long-term strategy, especially with full operatorship of key assets like the Albion mines, which boosts efficiency. Overall, the tone was optimistic, with a clear focus on creating value for shareholders through continuous improvement and strategic investments. Alright, let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. On the income statement side, as I mentioned, 2025 revenue came in at $38.73 billion, with gross profit at $9 billion and operating income at $8.2 billion. That's a healthy gross margin of about 31%, showing they're keeping a good handle on costs despite the capital-intensive nature of their industry. Net profit margin for 2025 was around 15.5%, which is solid for the sector. Switching to the balance sheet, as of the end of 2025, total assets stood at $91.76 billion, up from $85 and $36 billion in 2024. Total liabilities are at $47.43 billion, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.43, which isn't overly concerning, but worth monitoring. Cash and equivalents are a bit low at $672 million, but their current ratio of 0.86 suggests they can manage short-term obligations, though it's not the most liquid position. Retained earnings have grown to $32.7 billion, reflecting consistent profitability over time. Finally, looking at cash flow, operating cash flow for 2025 was a strong $15.1 billion, with free cash flow at $8.4 billion after accounting for $6.7 billion in capital expenditures. They're also returning value to shareholders, paying out $4.9 billion in dividends. This balance of reinvestment and shareholder returns is a positive sign for long-term investors. Now, let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of around $46.31, Canadian Natural has a market cap of roughly $96.47 billion. Their trailing PE ratio for 2025 is about 18.55, which is slightly below the industry average of 20.75 for oil and gas exploration and production companies. This suggests the stock isn't overpriced relative to peers. Their price-to-sales ratio is 2.89, and with a dividend yield of 3.94%, income investors might find this attractive, especially given their history of dividend growth, up 21% annually on average since 2001. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2026, analysts peg it at around 21.85, indicating some expected growth in earnings. Enterprise value is $141.45 billion, factoring in debt, which gives a fuller picture of their valuation. Overall, CNQ doesn't look wildly overvalued, but it's not a screaming bargain either. Context matters, and we'll tie this into performance next. Let's break down Canadian Natural's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to get a clearer picture of their position. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is a standout. Strong cash flows and consistent profitability, with net income over $10 billion in 2025, show they've got a robust business model. Their diversified asset base in Western Canada and strategic focus on operational efficiency are also big pluses. On the weakness side, their reliance on Canadian operations exposes them to regional risks, whether it's regulatory changes or pipeline constraints. Their current ratio of 0.86 also hints at potential short-term liquidity challenges if unexpected costs arise. For opportunities, the shift towards sustainable energy practices could be a growth area if they invest in cleaner technologies or carbon capture. Plus, their full operatorship of key assets like the Albion Mines positions them for better capital efficiency and higher free cash flow in the future. Threats include the obvious volatility in oil and gas prices, which can hit revenues hard. There's also increasing competition in the sector, and environmental regulations are tightening globally, which could raise costs or limit expansion. Balancing these factors is key to understanding CNQ's long-term outlook. Let's take a look at recent performance. Over the past week, CNQ stock is up 6.27%, and over the last month, it's gained an impressive 23.1%. Zooming out, the three-month performance shows a 24.82% increase, and over 6 months, it's up 43.10%. Over the past year, the stock has risen 37.98%, and over 5 years, it's delivered a staggering 196.3% return. That's phenomenal growth, outpacing many peers in the energy sector, where the industry average over 5 years is 111.25%. Compared to the broader energy sector's 137.4% five-year return, CNQ is clearly a leader. Looking at the chart, the trend is bullish, with strong upward momentum. If you're considering a short-term move, the stock seems to have support around the $40 level, with resistance near $50. A break above that could signal further gains, but always keep an eye on oil price movements, as they heavily influence this stock. So what's the bottom line on Canadian Natural Resources? This is a company with strong fundamentals, solid earnings growth, a history of dividend increases, and impressive stock performance over the long term. Their operational efficiency and focus on free cash flow make them a compelling pick for investors looking at the energy sector. However, risks like commodity price volatility and regional concentration in Canada can't be ignored. Valuation-wise, they're reasonably priced compared to industry averages, and that dividend yield adds a nice layer of appeal for income-focused investors. My take? CNQ looks like a solid long-term hold, especially if you believe in the resilience of oil and gas demand over the next decade. But as always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance. What do you think about CNQ? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.